I took a work vehicle over to the today because we got we're turning over the vehicle for a new guy, dropping the thing off for the detail. I was like, told the kid, I'm like, hey, any extra attention you could do to the front would be really appreciated. And so then I go into the bathroom, I take a piss, and I wash my hands, and I look over and see myself from the side. I fucking wish I had the strength to kill myself. There is just no excuse for a human to be this size. There isn't a rope with the tensile strength strong enough to fucking hang myself with. It's just...
I need some of that aircraft cable.
I was super depressed. And whereas, like, a lot of people would have been like, gee whiz, this is a wake-up call for me. I need to, I'm gonna go run around the block tonight or take a walk or do this and that or whatever. I got depressed and I went straight to the fucking smoothie store and bought, like, a $9 smoothie because that's how I deal with when I don't feel great about myself. Yeah, if I could have found the fucking rope strong enough. God damn, I fucking hate myself. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ, if I wouldn't have had a Big Mac in this hand and a large fry in this hand, I'd have shot myself right in the face.
If I wouldn't have had a fistful of chicken nuggets, I would have fucking done the right thing. But you know what? I went grocery shopping last weekend. Not one sugary thing, not one, like, I was good. And I took, like, the sugar cereal I had, I gave it to the girl at the maid service, and because she's got a little one. And I just, and I'm still just, like, I don't wake up in time to eat breakfast, and so I got to stop at fucking McDonald's. And
I rarely eat breakfast anymore.
I didn't really till I took this job.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, if I don't, I'd be starving by fucking 10 or whatever, so. Fucking jobs get in the way of everything. Have you ever noticed how much your job gets in the way of your fucking life?
Yes.
Holy shit. What a fucking burden.
We're going to start working with a financial planner.
Well, yeah, you have to now that you got all that fucking.
Yeah. Our initial meeting, I guess it was last week.
That's why I'm trying to live on the back nine of the property out there, because I'm trying to hitch my wagon to a fucking winner.
And I told the guy, I said, look, I said, I really would like to be retired by the time I'm 65.
Yeah, fucking of course you would.
I said, 62 and a half, I know, the earliest you can. And I realized that the benefit, your Social Security benefits go up the longer you keep slaving away, but I don't want to anymore. I don't. I'm done. I can see the end. The end of me having to get up every fucking day and go to work is in sight. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't want to work past 65. Or if I do, I want it to be for me. I want to just do something, part time, not fuck up my benefits and have time to fucking brew and do stupid podcasts and.
We can imagine doing this for 15 years from now.
Fuck you. You know goddamn well we're going to be doing this. But I told him, I said, I want to be
one
retired
of this
when
is
I'm 65.
Gonna have to die. I told myself at one point.
One of us is going to have to die.
I told myself at one point in my early 40s. I said, self.
Christ, you remember back that far?
No. And I tell you, my dad's 74, so I go, Dad, how did you react to turning 50? Because I'm having trouble. I'm having a lot of trouble. He goes, I don't remember.
Fucking, that's a perfect answer. All flustered and shit. How the fuck am I supposed to remember that?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. All right, fair enough. But at some point in my early 40s, where you came back to the show and it seemed like you were going to stay. I remember thinking, okay, I'll make it to 50. And then we got to walk away.
And we got to walk away from it, huh? Well, you will turn 50 this year. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yep.
But we're still doing good shows.
You know what? If this year we have really we've been hitting on all cylinders, baby.
Yeah. If we weren't, I mean, you know, like you have a slow one every now and then.
Well, sure.
But if we weren't still doing good shows, it'd be a lot easier to go, Jeff, let's just do one a month. Let's.
Well, I think that's what makes it easier to, like, you know, let's get two shows in, or let's just record every week so that we can keep it going. I, you know, personally, if we've got the time, I don't mind getting the two shows in.
I got to tell you.
You know.
I got to tell you, I've done show prep. I used to be that every week guy. I used to be that guy. I'm like, we should have something. We should record every week. It's an hour, hour and a half. You know, we can get this and that. But having done show prep for the last 3 weeks, I'm like, you know, that's all right. We can do every other week and do two shows. I am just like, nope, 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 nope.
I would have loved to have sat here and just watched you, like been a fly on the wall and watch you as you edited that show and listened to me tell that fucking shit story.
It was very funny.
Slippers.
Did you listen to that?
I have actually not listened to it yet. I'm probably going to download it and listen to it on the plane.
There's a lot going on.
I said it took me about 20 minutes to get through the story of me shitting my pants when I was sick. I said, and we gave my slippers a new name, and she looked at me, and I just looked at her and went, Slippers. She walked away. She was done.
She's not having
with
enough.
Our fucking shenanigans. Yeah, she's our child, fucking nonsense. Childish shenanigans.
Well, I think we lost. I think we lost your wife at the Chubby Checker bit on the upstairs over at the Ponderosa there.
What the? Yeah, was that
come
what she,
on, baby.
Is that what she said? What the fuck are you guys doing up there? Something?
That was when she texted you, yeah. That's when I think we lost your wife.
Come on.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
In September of 20, January of 21, now we're going May of 22.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I think I'm, I got to get back. But I'd like to be seeing somebody when I go back.
Yeah.
That's not something you want to go alone.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't know. I guess I would, talking about Vegas now, I guess I would go alone if I could figure out how to get blown by a stranger and not get arrested for it.
Prostitution's legal down there, so.
Not in Clark County, it's not, because it's got more than 300,000 people in it.
Oh, that's right. Ah, that's right. Clark County.
If I could figure out how to get blown by a stranger, it'd be a much better trip to go alone. I would rather go with someone
yeah.
I'm seeing.
Yeah.
It was much better with her
yeah.
that time.
Sure.
It was much, sure. much better with her. It's going to be a while before I'm getting out there and dating. I'm so fat that I'm coming up with reasons not to go outside because I don't want people to see me in this condition. That's where I'm at in my life right now.
All right.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sir. Yep.
I tell you what, I would have been here sooner, but I got held up. I drove past this place fucking 3 times. Have we lost our contract with the fucking groundskeepers here at the...
So, I texted the guy, and I go, hey, this is last...
I mean, you keep that up, and you go outside, nobody's going to see your fucking fat ass, so...
This is last week Friday, I text him, and I go, hey, can you come over Sunday and cut grass? And he goes, nope, Vegas, next week.
There you go. Right the fuck on.
Well, it's Thursday, mm-hmm. and he still hasn't been here.
Yeah.
So I might have to text him tonight and be like, how about an emergency cut tomorrow there, pal?
I'd say he hit it big in Vegas and you can get fucked.
Yeah, well, if that's what it is, then tell me and I'll go fucking, you know, I'll work something out. But, you know, we're recording on May 19th and Jeff's taking off for Vegas this weekend. This mm-hmm. Sunday. The show will air on the
20th or
27th.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So this
right.
is next week.
Right the fuck on.
Yeah, man. I had all my news together and I had my format written.
Yeah.
That? See that?
That's impressive.
I got a 2-episode format written. Right?
Yeah. Can you get it any smaller?
It's not for you, cocksucker. It's for me. It's right here. And then I heard a story on the way to work this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Here's the story. Woman defecated at beauty supply store. ruining 8 wigs.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, and so she's clearly wiping her ass with the wigs, and clearly
that's so gross.
The story doesn't say that. By the way, it does not say this fatso is wiping her ass.
Or either that, or she was just picking it up and wiping it all over the wigs. Because, I mean, you're already shitting in where? A
beauty supply store.
Beauty supply store.
Yeah. Wichita, Kansas. This is...
This is happening in Wichita?
Yeah, man. There's fucking... These animals are everywhere.
God damn.
A woman defecated in the middle of an aisle at a beauty supply store in Kansas, ruining several wigs in the process. You say to yourself, well, what part of the process? Well, apparently, I'm just... Throwed it out there.
Yeah.
The wiping process.
Speculation here.
Yes. Wild speculation.
Oh, my God.
The Wichita Police Department said the suspect has been identified.
Yeah.
Thanks to help of the public, but they did not confirm if she was in custody. Police said the incident happened May 10th.
The fuck is wrong with people?
Writing in a Facebook post. That, quote, the defecation was significant, significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed as a result, end quote.
8 fucking wigs were destroyed.
Yes. Yeah.
So they had to put the wigs down then.
Yes, it was a... It's a very humane process.
Good. I'm glad. Like that episode of The Simpsons when they had to shoot Homer's hair transplant.
I'm here to tell you I heard that, and I got to work, and I looked it up, and I laughed. And, of course, there's her picture. You know,
let's see this.
Some fatso strolling around, big smile on her dumb face.
Was she mad? Did they not take her fucking weave back or something? Or... or whatever other product she was unsatisfied with.
Clearly, I'm going to start doing that. I mean, it's
you're going to start what?
It's a society.
You're going to start what?
It's a society completely without fucking consequence for actions like this. I heard a story the other day about a guy, and I didn't get it for the show, but I heard a story the other day about a guy. They were at O'Hare and taxiing, okay? Now, if you've ever flown into O'Hare.
Taxiing to take off or after they just landed and were taxiing?
To just land.
Oh.
Now, if you've ever flown into O'Hare, it takes about, I don't know, 3.5 hours to taxi from the time you land to get to your fucking gate.
Because you're landing in Wichita and driving up the interstate to Chicago.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So this cat popped the emergency fucking door. The slide pops out. This cat jumps down the fucking slide.
While the plane is taxiing.
Right.
Please tell me he died.
No.
God damn it.
Hits the ground. No, it might not even have been the slide. Or no, he got out on the wing, jumped down, and then ran in front of the plane and was trying to guide the plane in. Now.
Okay, that's funny. God damn it.
Now, in a society that properly functions.
Yes.
That guy is just taken aside by a couple guys. It's 2 bullets to the back of his head. And society has done a favor. I don't understand why more people aren't getting killed.
Because let me explain this to you.
I hope you can find a way.
What you don't understand, Brian, is that we're all individuals and we all have our own little quirks, but we're precious human beings, and we should be allowed to explore all those urges and be free to do that stuff. You know. So it's fucking silly. It's ridiculous.
I have been handed an update to the Wichita shitter. Authorities said Tuesday they have confirmed the identity of public enemy number 2. I'm reading directly.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. Who was caught on surveillance camera going to the bathroom in an aisle of Mid-K Beauty Supply store.
Jesus.
The incident was caught on camera.
Oh, wonderful.
Quote, this is a quote from the police department. Quote, we've already confirmed that this is not Amber Heard, so please stop calling and emailing that info. I swear to you, that's what the story says. I wish this had taken place in a supermarket in Buffalo. Not for nothing.
You know, you're talking about consequences for actions. There are consequences if you post fucking funny shit on social media.
Yeah, well, apparently there's also consequences if you want to go get a gallon of milk on a fucking Friday or whatever day of the week that was. Holy
Jesus
shit.
Christ, man.
I tried to educate myself on that story. I went to look for it.
Yeah.
The guy's thing is 187 pages.
Guys, what thing is...
His manifesto.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, listen, I want to be informed, but not enough to read a shitty book.
Yeah, right.
No,
yeah.
I don't want to be that informed.
Yeah.
Is there somebody getting in trouble for...
Oh, yeah. Some guy that lived out in New York, and he worked... I don't know if that's... finalized yet or not.
Something
but he was,
you sent me a link to? Where's my phone at?
He's a corrections officer at Attica.
Yeah?
And he posted on his Facebook page a meme that showed the front of a Topps grocery store and the caption was clean up on aisle 1, comma, no 2, comma, no 3. And yes. That's poor taste, insensitive, but it still is a free goddamn fight. Well, so anyway,
that's a little salty.
That is salty. I agree.
That's a little raw.
Yeah. No, I agree. It is raw. Oh yeah, they're vilifying this guy, and they there are people, you know, that want him fired, want him strung up by his balls. They want anybody that laughed or thumbed up that picture to pay consequences as well. That's the society we're living in. Mind your own fucking business.
New York State Department of Corrections has suspended a veteran correction officer without pay for mocking the victims of the Tops Markets mass shooting. Gregory Foster II has worked as a correction officer since 87. Wow, 25 years, buddy.
So that cat's older than us.
The image from Foster's Facebook page, which 7 News has chosen not to show. Because it is insensitive.
Because decorum prohibits us from repeating them here.
Wow, he's paid $81,000 a year. $80,000 a year, this fucking guy.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, no. The department has also launched an internal investigation.
Investigation in for to what?
To identify and discipline any staff who may have engaged with the posting. That's a little, dude, that's a little raw. It's hilarious, but it's a little raw.
It is raw. But you know what?
$80,000, really? God damn. Holy shit. Huh. Yeah, every time there's some fuck nut gets loose. Yeah, you know, you got to listen to everybody debate how it's the other side's fault. And, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I can't fucking take it anymore.
Yeah, it makes you very weary.
Yeah,
very tired.
Dude, I'm exhausted.
It is.
I am. Yeah, I'm fucking exhausted.
Yep. Tired of fucking... Everybody's right. Nobody's wrong.
I know.
No,
I know.
Everybody's position is correct, and everybody else's is wrong. And there's no middle. There's no middle ground anymore.
I got people at work like that.
There's no middle ground.
Alec Baldwin's wife is pregnant for the 7th time.
He should co-star with her in a movie. That would take care of that.
Well, I mean, he was amazed by it because he thought he was shooting blanks.
That's so bad. Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah, let's just cross that right off the floor mat there. There we go. Big X through that. All right. That was a success. I'm going to say that was a success.
Hope you got more there on your little fucking scratch
no,
pad.
No. Just a regular everyday format. Nothing to see here. Yeah. Nothing to see here. No.
Jesus Christ, you got front and back?
2 episodes.
Oh.
I told you.
All right.
Yeah, man. Updates and corrections time on TGI Radio. Jeff's favorite part of the show. Last week's episode. I made reference to Billie Eilish winning a million Grammys or whatever. You asked me if she had won any Grammys, and I said she won like a million. According to Wikipedia, an impeccable source, at the 62nd annual Grammys, she became the youngest person to win the 4 main Grammy categories in the same year. And she also won an Oscar this year.
Oscar for what?
For Best Song.
They give out Oscars for music?
For Best Song? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Best song and best.
You're more obsessed with those award shows than I am.
Dude, I mean, that's a real thing. To be 20 and win an Oscar, that's a real big deal. No, man, that's
Who
a real
fucking
thing.
Who fucking cares? Stupid little trinkets.
You're the one that asked me. I'm updating your question. Cocksucker.
Giving you my fucking opinion.
Well, the fuck you. No. She won the Oscar for the James Bond movie. They wrote the song for the James Bond movie, and that she won best song for that.
Oh wow!
Probably not the best song, but you know, it's all. I don't know how they actually figured it out. Probably the same way they figured out who actually wins the acting and directing and stuff. It hasn't been for a long time about who deserves to win.
It.
Yeah, it hadn't been that for a long time.
Yeah.
So now this is the song. This is apparently the James Bond song. By the way, did you see the James Bond movie?
I don't watch those fucking movies. I don't. I just.
But you have heard of these things called movies, and sometimes you do watch them. Right, good. You missed, you dopey cocksucker.
Bitch, just wound you.
Faggot. Oh, good. Chips, you're right. Fuck nut. This song puts me to sleep.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm already out on this song. Who am I going for? Tell me which one.
I don't know. Let's fucking pick one.
I don't know. Abe. Fuck you, Abe. Oh, yeah.
First shot. You got a lot better at that. Last 2 weeks. Right.
Thank you.
Please let me fuck your tits, Billie Eilish. Jesus Christ. I'd give this finger.
Yeah,
just let me fuck her tits. Yeah. I don't even need... Just keep her pussy out of it. Her tits. Let me just drool on them and stick my fucking hog between them. Last week's show, I said The Pentaveret is a movie. It's actually a 6-episode miniseries on the Netflix.
And a piece of shit.
I've heard all indications are it's trash.
It looks trash. It looks like garbage.
Yeah.
Absolute garbage.
It's a bad... I sent you the trailer, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That trailer's
unwatchable. Trailer's unwatchable.
It is. It's horrible.
On the show 2 weeks ago, we had mentioned at the very top of the show that Andy Dick was arrested. Had just been arrested, but we didn't say for what. Is in custody after the trailer he'd been living in was surrounded by cops, placing the actor in handcuffs. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ, an impeccable source, that Dick was arrested for felony sexual battery after an adult male at the O'Neill Regional Park claimed the comedian sexually assaulted him. Yada, yada, yada. They also asked to collect... They also asked to collect the male victim's pants as evidence.
Look, Andy, the guy just wants his fucking pants back, okay? Andy Dick is such a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, apparently he may or may not have sexually assaulted some dude.
And he's living in a trailer, huh?
He's good for him. Just fisting guys at the fucking trailer park. What's that old fucking Bob and Tom? You remember? Stanley, my fist hurts, sir. It's something it's like
I don't remember.
It's Bob and Tom was a little more raw back then.
Yeah,
know,
right, yeah.
20 years
back
ago.
Back when you could
so.
Be.
Yeah. And I think it was Mr. Fister.
Oh my God.
Was the name of the bit?
I think so. I do remember that name. Mr. Fister.
It's a different kind of show 20 years ago.
Everybody's shows were different 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Before the collective lost its fucking sense of humor. And it's goddamn fucking fine.
And now an important message for men.
Wow, this is some party, huh, Philip?
Oh, you're not kidding, Stanley, but boy, is my fist tired.
Oh, Philip. Haven't you heard about the new product sweeping the country?
New product? What's it called?
It's called Mr. Fister.
Mr. Fister?
That's right.
What's that noise?
All the boys are Fister.
That's right.
I call him Fister Roboto.
He's learning.
Mr. Fister.
A few nights later.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
You're right, Stanley. Mr. Fister is fabulous.
I should have told you about it sooner, Philip. Are you angry with me?
Well, let's just say I'm a little sore right now.
Oh! Mr. Fister!
Why do you not have that isolated?
Oh! 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 Oh!
I think that first one was better, though.
Are you on that?
Mr. I do not remember that bit, actually, at all.
Andy Dick, a.k.a.
Mr. Fister.
Yes.
But what I have seen, Isis is a distant second to Odin. Very distant.
Well, what about the groundbreaking work Dr. Krieger is doing for Isis in our applied research division?
Yeah, tell him about the sex robot.
The what?
Yes, the what?
I call him Fister Robot.
But it doesn't just fist. Tell him.
He's a fully integrated, multi-fetish artificial being. That is the most disgusting.
Shut up.
And the best part is that he's learning.
Boy, that show in its first couple of seasons was just fire. Oh, my God. Fucking Pam. Yeah, tell him about the sex robot.
Tell him about the sex robot.
Fucking love that character. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Oh, that show was so funny.
Ooh. Anywho, let's see. What else did I want to tell you? I think that's it for updates and corrections, actually.
Oh, yeah? Light one.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's check the format. How we doing?
We on schedule there, Chief?
Yeah, we're doing all right. Hey.
Doing okay.
Alec Baldwin's wife, we covered that, right?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Wonder if she knows that she's going to be taking a trip down the stairs.
Seven. It's the seventh one.
Seventh. What the fuck? What are you doing?
Stop it. Fucking
Jesus
stop.
Christ, stop.
I had one kid and fucking, you know, I didn't quit coming in, girls. Trust me. Jesus Christ.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
What did you say?
Just give him that little punch in the gut on the way out.
Oh, it's fucking... slip a fucking morning after pill into their orange juice or whatever the fuck. You know? I keep a Pez dispenser full of fucking morning after pills. And then I pop it in their mouth, you know, like a dog and stroke their throat so they swallow it.
Mine, you can swallow it. It should still be lubed.
You're not ruining my life, bitch. Take this fucking pill. You're not trapping me.
Oh, shit.
Bay Area's largest police department is doing some major damage control.
Yeah, okay.
Major damage control.
KPI X-Files Kit Doe on yet another allegation of misconduct against
another
an officer.
Another one, Brian.
Another one.
San Jose police now in full damage control mode after a rough couple of weeks being rocked by scandal after scandal. This latest one involves an officer who has now been arrested and charged with masturbating in front of two adult women while on duty in uniform.
Who is he? Louis C.K.? Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
On the fucking clock, in full fucking uniform.
Yep.
Stroking his fucking...
Had to get his hog out.
Yep.
Matthew Dominguez, 32.
Ooh. A little early for that to set in, you know? Yeah. A little early there.
Yeah. You normally got to get away with it for a decade or so. Yeah. And then, before you get caught.
Well, then, you do that. And then you start taking that show on the road, you know, to fucking park benches and dumpsters.
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
We have never seen this before. San Jose police shooting their own video and providing it to the media, showing Chief Anthony Mata escorting the officer out of the Internal Affairs Office.
Beat it, stupid.
You washed your hands after touching that fucking filthy animal. Because he's a masturbator.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Because he's Mexican.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I didn't say it.
Somebody said it.
Somebody. Now, it wasn't me. Leave me the fuck alone. I didn't say it.
His face, however, the DA released this mugshot and identified the officer as 32-year-old Matthew Dominguez, a 4-year veteran. He's charged with...
Man, that's just 4 years.
Yep.
Just shot down the drain. Yeah, I bet you wish you'd shot it down the drain.
Misdemeanor, indecent exposure.
More like Mr. Wiener, am I right?
God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You suck.
Yeah, well.
Chief Mata released a statement. Last week, I said that when an officer violated the public's trust or engages in criminal conduct, I would personally walk that officer out the door. Today, I did it. According to the criminal complaint, Dominguez was at a home responding to a domestic disturbance.
What?
Questioning a mother and her...
So, hang on.
What the fuck?
Hang on.
He was investigating a crime.
No, not just a crime. A domestic violence crime.
You know what this crime scene needs is a little bit more DNA.
That's what Mark Furman said.
According to the criminal complaint, Dominguez was at a home responding to a domestic disturbance, questioning a mother and her daughter when he allegedly...
He's just talking to mom and daughter, just whips his hog out.
Keep going, I gotta hear this.
...began touching himself. The chief alluded to that sexual case at a press conference last week.
So, they're recounting a horror. And he's getting turned on by it?
Yeah.
He's like, during the course of an investigation.
He's like, holy shit, these pants are a little tight. You know what I mean, guys? What the fuck is happening in here? So he beat you and then raped you. Hang on, I'm jotting this down.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Beat you and... Is it hot in here? Holy shit.
Starts unbuttoning his fucking shirt a little bit.
Holy fuck, it's scorching. I mean, I know it's San Jose, but goddamn, it's hot.
It's hot.
I don't know about you, but I gotta get my cock out.
According to the criminal complaint, Dominguez was at a home responding to a domestic disturbance, questioning a mother and her daughter.
What the fuck,
for the daughter, man? I mean, mom's bad enough, but she's seen it. She's, you know, she's been to Vietnam. She's seen the wars. Look at the daughter. Keep her out of it.
When he allegedly began...
It's only hot if the daughter's there. I understand. I understand the impulse.
You get where he's coming from, don't you?
Duh. You think I own that long raincoat for my health? I get it. As a cop, you can't.
And touching himself. The chief alluded to that sexual case at a press conference last week. A press conference that was meant to talk about another officer misconduct involving drug use.
I will not tolerate inappropriate behavior or criminal conduct.
Dominguez has been placed on standard paid administrative leave.
Fuck that shit. God damn it. People fuck up as cops and firemen and they get paid administrative leave.
It's the union, man.
Fuck, Jesus Christ.
That's the agreement.
President of the San Jose Police Officers Association released a statement. I am absolutely disgusted by this report.
Are you?
The San Jose Police Union released a statement. Nice.
Nice. Case closed.
Nothing to see here.
All is well.
Excuse me? My name is Brad, and I need to report a crime, anonymously.
Oh? What's the crime?
Well, I attend South Park Elementary, and one of the teachers is having sex with a student.
Oh my God! This is terrible. You did the right thing telling the police, Brad. Now, who is the teacher? What's his name?
Well, it isn't a guy teacher. It's a woman.
A woman?
Yeah, she's having sex with a boy.
Oh, but she's ugly, right?
Well, no, not really. It's the kindergarten teacher, Miss Stevenson.
The blonde?
Yeah.
Some young boy's having sex with Miss Stevenson?
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
What? No, you don't understand it.
You sure they've had sex?
Yeah.
Has she performed oral sex on him?
I think so.
Nice. 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 So wait, what's the crime? The crime is she isn't doing it with me.
Hey, he's totally underage. She's taking advantage of him.
You're right. We're sorry. This is serious. We need to track this student down and give him his luckiest boy in America medal right away.
Nice.
A press conference that was meant to talk about another officer misconduct involving drug use.
I will not. I'm
fucking gonna have a press conference talking about drug use, and then I gotta talk about an officer fucking beaten off. And God damn it.
Is Don on the phone? I want to know what happened to those pictures I was supposed to.
Why the hell I can't come out of a press conference talking about drug use, and I got to talk about a fucking guy beating off.
God damn it, this is the last fucking time I want someone to use his fucking brain.
We're up to our long-distance dedication.
This has been getting the miles lately.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's never going to get old.
No, it won't. No.
No.
And pets, and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request.
That's bad. holy shit.
But I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, is...
I love that. The clearing of the throat is him loading up. That's exactly what that is.
Yep. There's no going back at that point.
You hear him rub his hands together?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's...
Shuffle the papers a little bit or something. Yeah. It's got to get your shit in order in front of you before you fucking act like a goddamn maniac.
And then he clears his throat and it's all over. Good night, Irene.
Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
That is just classic.
And where's my orange smoothie? Damn it! I asked for a goddamn orange smoothie like 20 minutes ago.
A press conference that was meant to talk about another officer misconduct involving drug use.
I will not tolerate inappropriate behavior.
Right.
Get it.
We got it.
Dominguez has been placed on standard pay.
That's the fucking Obama school of fucking public speaking. You know, every half sentence you got to pause so everyone makes sure, you know, that you're fucking, you know, earnest. That you mean what you say.
Administrative leave. The president of the San Jose Police Officers Association released a statement.
That read in part, nice.
I am absolutely disgusted by this repugnant allegation that damages the reputation of our profession and department, where 99% of San Jose police officers serve honorably every single day.
Sir,
if this is true.
Sorry, I'm being handed an email here.
Oh, what do you got?
Thank you, Doug. Did the cop not have a potted plant nearby? Sincerely, Louis C.K. Fair enough.
Those are the hard-hitting questions we're trying to answer for you, Louis.
I'm trying. By the way, his new special? It's all right.
I never cared much for him.
It's all right. It's
true. The individual must be held accountable, and he should never be allowed to be a police officer.
Never again.
We got it.
Never.
Outrage.
He should never, ever, ever be allowed to be a cop ever again.
Ever again. This is the fifth major scandal this year.
Major scandal?
Sounds like it might not be the cops' fault. The fuck's going on at...
Well, apparently...
San Jose.
Apparently this mom and daughter are super hot. Don't know how to take a compliment. Holy shit.
In late April, a San Jose police officer showed up to the kidnapping scene of baby Brandon, drunk, apparently with a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. On May 1st, the...
you guys are seeing this baby here. This is too bad.
What? What are you missing? What? A baby? Oh, hang on. I got it right here in my pocket.
Hang on. Let me get Dominguez over here. He'll give you a whole new baby. Oyster sure is cocks people.
Coroner revealed San Jose police officer DeJean Packer died of a fentanyl overdose.
Jesus Christ.
They are having some fucking trouble in San
Jose. It's fucking San Jose. It's beautiful. It's warm. Girls walking around in bikinis. What the fuck's going on?
Apparently that's not enough. Apparently you gotta have fentanyl and jerking off in front of strangers. Which...
jerking off while you're fucking taking notes on a fucking domestic battery.
I mean, I admit there's a certain allure.
An off-duty officer was arrested for DUI and crashing into another car in Hayward. And today, we learned an SJPD officer is on leave over allegations of trading a meth pipe for information.
What the fuck is happening in that town?
I will trade you one meth pipe if you can direct me to the closest Jack in the Box. I am fucking starving.
Do you get hungry on meth? I know nothing about
meth. Fuck, I don't know. I just assume everybody that's on drugs is hungry. Look how fucking thin they are. Maybe that's what we should. Should we go on like a cocaine diet or something? Go on a bender, buddy. And
pal,
go on a cocaine diet?
If I could afford a cocaine diet, I'd have fucking done it by now. Trust me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
No. I got too much... I got too many books to buy. I can't be buying cocaine. I can afford gasoline or cocaine, but I can't do both.
Jesus Christ, I was on my way over to the studio and my fucking low gas light alarm went off and I about fucking panicked.
I say,
Jesus,
did you
Christ,
cry?
Thank God tomorrow's payday. Fuck.
Did you cry? Fuck. Holy shit.
Fuck it. The little thing went off and the little yellow gas thing came up. And then on the fucking main screen, the computer was a fucking application for a second mortgage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Durant's got jokes. I'm not saying gas is expensive, but check local listings. It's about $4.50 a gallon here.
It's pricey.
$4.59 or whatever it is by my work. And I'm just like, you know what? Let's just get to $5. Let's just get it over with. I want to be able to say I saw it in my lifetime. Let's get to $5. You know,
show up Sunday at the airport and they're passing the fucking hat for fucking gas, yes. Gas money. Yeah. It is Allegiant, so.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah. Or I'm sorry, Olivia.
I about had to fucking put an air waitress up against the wall with a knife to her throat to get a full can of Coke on my last flight on that airline.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
We can't give you the whole can.
Give me the fucking can.
Give me the goddamn can, cunt. That's why I'm taking cash. I want Coke and I want liquor right now. Because I don't have any reason to be sober until I wake up Thursday morning to get ready and come back to the fucking airport.
Oh, my God. Nope.
Obviously, this is just the latest in what has become a drumbeat of serious...
Become a what?
A drumbeat?
Serious transgressions by young officers in the San Jose Police Department.
Well, I think what we've learned in here...
Yeah?
...is that young officers like to fucking party. It's meth. It's jerking off. It's... Holy shit.
Yeah.
They're having a great time in San Jose.
I guess so.
You know what? Just go be a dishwasher. You can fucking do whatever you want.
Do you know the way? Am I fired? Is that it? Is that what's going to get me fired from this fucking show? Jokes like that?
Ooh. Ooh.
Mayor Sam Liccardo said they will begin the...
Hey, Sam Liccardo. Hey. Mayor Sam. Hey. Yeah, come on.
Negotiating with the union over increased drug and alcohol screening. And that Chief Mata will be announcing some...
Well, all right, drug and alcohol screening, but how do you count for the guy jerking off in front of people?
Changes in the coming days.
These tend to be very young officers, which tells me there may be something very seriously wrong with whatever we're doing around the screening.
He's 34. 32. He knows not to jerk off in front of people. Of course, Louis C.K., you know, fair enough.
And backgrounding, and we need to figure that out.
In San Jose,
on April 21st, Dominguez responded with two other officers to a home on a call that a mentally ill family member was being violent.
just the worst.
I fucking picked that moment to fucking whip his cock out. And it was like, all right, I know how to handle this.
Yeah, hang on.
Hang on. Let me get rid of some of this poison before I can talk to you.
Distract him. Let's
start. Talking about that fucking tarred strength, and you got a little, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I got the vapors. Mm. Oh, my stars. Sex nuts and retard strong, as fucking Randall would say. Dominguez touched himself in front of two female family members. Subsequent to this, he exposed himself to the mother.
Jesus.
The shocked and scared victims fled and reported. So, I mean, they were shocked and scared, but here's the thing. No one's ever looking for the upside of this.
Yeah.
Here's the silver lining. No one was worried about the retard anymore. Like, that situation had worked itself out. Right?
Right.
Am I right or am I right?
No, you're right. So you suppose he just wears his badge on his dick and he got there like they do when they show the badge. He just pulled his pants down and whipped his dick out. Officer Dominguez.
So I gotta tell you a story.
SJP.
I gotta tell you a story about this. I went to the beach one time. And this is 1,000 years ago. But I went to the beach one time with them. I forget which nickname. Oh, with Morbidly Obese. We're walking along the beach, and he bought a little smiley face pin and put it right on his shorts where the head of his cock would be.
The Wanderer did?
Yeah, this dopey motherfucker.
Walked
around all of
that. With a smiley face
with
on his...
With a smiley face pin where his cock head would be.
Oh, that's so funny.
That fucking dopey bastard.
Conversation starter.
I sure was.
Hello, ladies. Top of the morning to you.
Well, because back then, he would frequently refer to his cock as Mr. Happy. So he had to put a little smiley face on it.
Of course he would.
I'm telling you, I fucking helped. I don't know where the fuck we were.
Jesus.
Oh, I was a long time.
That's so funny.
I'll tell you something else about that guy. His mom is like in her late 80s.
Yeah.
And I asked him about her the other day, and he goes, I swear to God, he goes, it's time to go.
Sure, she probably says the same thing.
He is ready for that bitch to die. He has had it.
Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
It's time to go. Oh. Little smiley face pin, everybody.
Ditto, KPIX5.
Yeah. I apologize.
You gotta fucking make it?
No, I have no idea what the fuck's going on with my throat. Ooh, boy, that was clean, wasn't it?
Yes,
next
it
week?
Was.
Wow. next week's episode, Video Store Part 2, you'll hear that as an out-of-context audio right at the very beginning of the
Good.
Fucking story.
Good.
Sorry about that. I apologize, America.
A disturbing plot.
I haven't seen anything this detailed.
A disturbing plot.
And this so
far. Spit it out, you fucking hump! Gather your thoughts before the news media arrives. Have you considered taking some notes? A format for your thoughts, maybe. As some answers to what could be some frequently asked questions regarding the situation you're talking to. Have you considered being prepared for a fucking change, you middle-aged buffoon?
Easy, killer.
Well, God damn it, I've had it.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm mad too, Brian. I'm mad too.
Well, fucking get it together.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to fucking happen. We are getting dumber and dumber by the fucking year.
I've got an insult for a guy that I see at work every second or third day.
Yeah.
That's been sitting in the quiver for 6 fucking months waiting for the right day and time.
Ah, yeah?
If you got the news media coming to you about a fucking story, get your thoughts
together.
That's all I ask. My fake outrage is in over the top about this.
To try to get somebody put away.
Two women accused of trying to use child pornography to win a custody battle.
I'm listening. All right. Let me loosen my shorts a little bit. I'm listening.
Interesting strategy.
Yes. Yes.
This is over the top.
It's over the top.
Oh. You're watching Oklahoma's new.
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma.
Jesus Christ.
Man, they're fucking on top of it.
News 4 at 10.
And thank you for joining.
Too many numbers. News 4 at 10. Dead. I have no idea what the fuck's going on here.
Joining us at 10, I'm Kevin Ogle.
And I'm Jolene Chaney, the Garvin County.
Jolene.
Shut up.
Sheriff says a wife's attempt to frame her husband using hundreds of child pornography pictures backfired.
And now.
Did it now. Imagine that. Let me guess the first question was, where'd you get all the child porn, lady?
I hope they fucking execute her. Cunt.
Now, Angel Moore and Lacey Hucks are facing hefty felony charges.
Oh, yeah. Hefty felony charges.
Oh, fucking Lucy and Ethel fucking concocting a scheme there, those fucking cunts.
I want to know how Luke Cannon got a job in Oklahoma. Hefty felony charges, everybody.
News 4's Caitlin Ogle is on the night beat.
Katie is on the night beat.
Christ. Why does their fucking transition to the girl in the field sound like fucking Midnight Express, that song?
On the night beat. Katie.
800.
Katie.
57 screenshots. That's how many pictures the mastermind.
800 and 50.
How? Oh, 800.
Yes. 857.
Boy, they really want to hammer that point in, didn't they?
They sure did.
Allegedly.
Habitual, Your Honor.
Collected to frame Hook's husband. The whole point was to use this to win in an upcoming child custody battle.
Jesus Christ.
It was a big plot, but we unfolded it. I haven't seen anything this detailed and this...
I gotta see how long that silence is.
I haven't fucking heard anybody that incoherent.
I folded it. I haven't seen anything this detailed and this, this so thought
That's
out.
2 seconds.
2 seconds, yeah.
That's two fucking seconds. That's inexcusable. The public face of your police department.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Holy shit.
Out to try to get somebody to put away.
Lacey Hucks and Angel Moore cooking up a plan to put Hucks' husband behind bars starting in December. That's when Garvin
just been in the kitchen cooking, you dumb fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Doing your goddamn fucking job.
Why are your shoes on? Why are you not pregnant? Questions we would have asked in 1952.
Doing your fucking duly ordained duty, by God.
County Sheriff Jim Bullitt says the duo scoured the dark
web. Oh, Jim Bullitt's a jerk off.
Well, they scoured the dark web.
They scoured the dark web.
This so thought out to try to get somebody out your way.
Lacey Hucks and Angel Moore cooking up a plan to put Hucks' husband behind bars starting in December. That's when Garvin County Sheriff Jim Bullitt says the duo scoured the dark web to screenshot 857 pictures of child pornography on the husband's old phone.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What a cunt. What cunts.
Yeah.
Plural. Cunts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cunts!
Have I called you a cunt lately?
Take the time to find all these screenshots, you know, is very disturbing.
The goal? Get the husband behind bars so Hucks could win a child custody battle.
This is over the top.
According to court documents...
Is it? Thanks, Captain. Thank you.
This guy and his analysis. I mean, his
in-depth analysis.
But you know, okay, so here's the thing. Now I got to call us on our own bullshit here. We're always talking about how you can't talk to a jerk off on the street because they don't fucking know anything. Why don't you talk to the authorities? They're right there. And then the one time they talk to the fucking authorities, it's this jerk off.
Yeah, right, exactly.
blowing a hole in our theory.
Everybody's an idiot. That's our theory. Prove us fucking wrong.
Yeah.
We are the only two sane people on the fucking planet. That's why we have this ticket joke podcast we've been doing for
this premier gig.
April, quote, Angel stated that Lacey drove her to the Wynnewood Police Department to make a report and gave her the phone. Moore telling police she witnessed the husband looking at the porn at his home.
It was a plan that they said that they rehearsed. She was never at the house. She was never watched him or seen him look at a phone.
Police.
Well, I doubt that.
Is quickly looping in Garvin County deputies.
They just came up with this crazy story.
Oh, this guy is just fucking terrible.
Oh, I hate him.
Oh. And here's our communications director to comment on the story. Stuttering fucking hump. Fucking sort yourself out, asshole.
This is the sheriff, I think. Sheriff.
Sheriff.
About his duties to the camp, huh?
And it was believable at first.
But the husband only behind bars overnight. Because
he was behind bars.
He shouldn't have been behind.
Sorry.
He shouldn't have been behind.
Sorry.
Wow. I mean, you figured all of that out. Like, with your brain. Oh, he must be really rich. You know so many people. Oh my God, you are really popular.
Guy shouldn't have been one night behind fucking bars. Nope. At fucking those dumb coozes.
Nope. And then they were like, uh-oh, I think we made a mistake here.
And now,
the
wife's star witness, her best friend of 30 fucking years, Ethel Mertz.
They just came up with this crazy story. It was believable at first.
But the husband only behind.
I hope he's not as bad a cop as he is a fucking public speaker, this asshole. Oh, I fucking hate him.
Stop, or I'll.
Line.
Why? Shoot! Shoot! Forget it. He's gone.
Behind bars overnight because investigators pumping the brakes and connecting the dots and finding zero child porn on the husband's current phone. Moore later confessing, the 40-year-old telling investigators, quote, she thought she was doing the right thing for Lacey.
The husband is upset, obviously. Someone tried to take your life and...
I sue these fucking cunts out of existence.
Yep.
This friend I'd sue off the planet Earth.
There's
not. There should not be a rock that this coos can crawl under to get away.
Yep.
I'd sue her out of fucking existence.
We
were just doing right for the child.
Moore now out of jail, while Hutz.
Yeah, fucking ain't right. Talking to a series of lawyers, I bet too.
Yeah.
I will sue you.
Sitting in a cell just beyond this door.
It backfired on them, and. And I'm glad that they were able to be in jail.
Glad they were able to be in jail. You put them in jail. They're not just there. It's not like they just appeared in jail. This guy is fucking stupid. This guy is fucking dumb. What a fucking idiot. God damn.
Thus my outrage about 15 minutes ago when this started that...
Oh, it was outrageous then. It's just fucking mind-numbing now.
It really does.
How does this guy remember to fucking take a breath? Does it bother you the cocksucker killing every moment he drew breath?
No.
That's fucking illiteracy in Oklahoma for you.
That's the sheriff of that fucking town. What town is this?
Who fucking cares? No, tell me the name because I don't want to fucking go there.
Garvin County in Oklahoma, Sheriff Jim Mullen.
No shit. Mullet. Fucking dolt.
I like that Jeff's anger. It's a lot more understated than mine. Like, if you want to hear yelling and shouting, I'm the guy you come to. Even though, I mean, 75% of it's an act. Just pull back the curtain for a minute. But Jeff is right there, man. He's dialed in. Slow-boiled Durant is what they called him in high school.
Oh, no, they did not.
Wynwood police quickly looped Garvin County deputies into the investigation. The wife just came up with this crazy story, and it was believable at first.
Of course it is, because every man's a pedophile.
Correct!
Oh, yeah, she'd never fucking have anything ever again.
No.
I would sue her and it would be I wish I could think of the fucking, there's like a legal term for this. It would just be an ongoing case.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years down the road, you think this shit's behind you, bitch? You want to go buy a car? Go buy that car. And then it becomes mine, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, that
friend. Fuck you.
That friend,
that
wife.
Friend, yep. Fuck you.
Nope. That's, I'm suing them out of existence. That's the kind of woman that you want to sue till she's given up hope and just finally kills herself.
Yep. Teach him a fucking lesson.
And then you got to say to your kids, well, guys, your mom was a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
sorry
about
your
it.
Mom was a fucking scumbag. Yeah. Sorry I made that fucking choice.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, all I wanted to do was come inside of her a few times and I got trapped. I got stuck and I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Now, the way the world is, I would bet that probably, I'm going to put the over-under at 6 months, that we'll be doing a story on this guy, and it actually gets busted with child porn.
A year ago, a woman, there's a viral video of a woman crawling into a monkey tank at some zoo. And she was feeding them hot Cheetos.
Fucking, that's what they called me in high school, old monkey tank Durant. Here comes old monkey tank.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. It just sounded funny, I thought.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious, and I don't know why it's hilarious.
Oh, fucking monkey tank Durant.
Here comes old fucking monkey tank. It's like good old Charlie Brown.
Yep.
Good old monkey tank.
Good old monkey tank.
I don't know why that's so fucking funny. Oh, shit.
Why is there a monkey tank?
In a zoo. It's where the monkeys hang out.
It's an enclosure. They don't fucking swim. No. Fish are in tanks. Sharks are in tanks. Well, what the fuck is wrong?
All right. What do they call it? Spider monkey enclosure.
Thank you.
Tank, monkey tank. Was my ska band in the early 2000s.
Oh, fucking spider monkey enclosure was thrown around a bit too in high school, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. That my nicknames from high school came up in that fucking story.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
One could call it difficult to believe.
But it's the truth, I tells you.
It's just, I think we've now, the whole show has devolved into tired laughter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just laugh for 5 more minutes and go home. So a year ago, this dummy, now, tell me if you want to cover this story. If you say no, we're gone. This episode's over. But if you want to cover it, we'll cover it. A year ago, this nitwit got into this monkey enclosure and was feeding the animals hot Cheetos. This is May 2021.
I think I'd like to see where this goes.
A year has passed, mm-hmm. And now she is defending herself. That's the story.
Okay. she's just now being brought to like trial on this or something? Or?
Well, there's some layers to it.
Oh.
Okay, so spider monkey. Monkey!
To depth now. It's been almost a year since a video went viral showing an El Paso woman walking into the spider monkey enclosure at the El Paso Zoo and feeding the animals Cheetos.
Lucy Ray sat down with ABC 7's Dylan McKim.
Mike!
Kim in an exclusive interview.
Can you turn his mic on so he's not shouting into the tits of the chick next to him? Hi, sorry. Can I get my fucking microphone working? Like we're a unit of goddamn professionals? Can that happen? Thanks. Now I want to talk about a fucking coos who jumped into a monkey tank a year ago.
To talk about that day at the zoo.
We're here to talk about it. We're going to talk about it.
Consequences she faced after and the lessons she learned.
There's always lessons to be learned.
Yeah. I'm going to show you a picture of this fucking girl before we go any further. Episode title might be Monkey Tank.
Yeah?
If I can't think of anything better, yeah. Mm-hmm. There she is. She's sitting in some lawyer's office next to a bag of Cheetos. She's got a wife
nice
beater.
Nice product placement.
Yeah. She's got a wife beater on.
Jesus Christ.
A fucking sleeve. Yeah, she's... She's a real fucking treat.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she'd be shitting in a fucking beauty supply store, too. Fucking hopped up on fucking goofballs.
What are you, on dope? It's all your 45-year-old movie references come to you, Jerry.
Yeah.
The video is well known.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Damn right.
Woman going into the spider monkey enclosure at the El Paso Zoo and feeding the animals Cheetos. It gained international attention.
Jesus Christ.
I wish they'd have shot her like fucking Harambe. I wish they'd have fucking... I wish they'd have Lee Harvey Oswald her fucking skull. Oh.
Fucking rocked that fucking cranium back and forth a couple of times with a well-placed fucking .38.
38?
Yeah.
I was shocked that someone had recorded it and shocked that it went viral.
Were you? That's exact. You just went in there because you thought the monkeys wanted some hot Cheetos.
I hate this one.
Oh, yeah.
This is Lucy Ray. Almost a year after that video went viral, things have changed in her life.
Oh, good for her. I'm glad that she's turned over a new Cheeto.
I hope she's sleeping under a bridge. This dope.
Notably, her job. A day after the video went viral, Ray says she lost her job at a law firm and was harassed on social media.
Good.
Yeah, good. You good. Fucking dope. Good.
I got harassed on social media, Brian. I don't know what to do. How about you fucking shut your account off, stupid? Or not fucking crawl into monkey cages, you dumb fucking twat waffle. God.
I would like for it to be a situation where bullying comes back.
Oh, it will. Oh, it'll come back, and it'll come back strong.
I think a lack of bullying is hurting a lot of people, actually, in our culture.
Look, some people need to be pushed down to the ground a few times to
yeah.
get it through their thick fucking skulls.
Yeah.
How the fucking world operates. Yeah. You are not the fucking top, idiot.
Harassment.
You might be special to your fucking stupid vegan fucking crystal fucking wearing mother. But out here in the perimeter, you're a fucking nobody.
I'd be interested
Get
to know.
Get fucking used to it.
I'd be interested to know
where that came from.
Came to that conclusion about her mom. Apparently, she's a vegan crystal wearer just out of
fucking
nowhere.
Dopes.
Source Jeff Durant on Wikipedia later. Oh, I should go in and do that.
Oh, we don't we have a fucking Wikipedia page, I mean.
Well, I would submit one, but then we would get told that we're irrelevant and they're not going to host the page. That's what would happen.
Believe she deserves. Now she works for this man, defense attorney Mark T. Davis.
Hey, Mark T. Davis at your service.
Now she works for this man, Hong Kong Fooey.
It's a guy, yeah. She's a younger chick. I'm an older guy. Hey, well, she didn't do anything wrong. We're talking about over here. Come on.
Davis says she has been an excellent employee.
Oh, I bet she has. She wears her fucking tank tops into work and shows off her fucking tat sleeves. That's a good look for a law office, Mark T. Davis.
Already receiving 3 raises since being hired.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. One was actually money.
The Cheeto incident was really...
Oh, God. Why don't we have an album called The Cheeto Incident?
Oh, I don't know.
God, that's a great name for an album.
Great for me. It's great to have Lucy working here.
Oh, it's... Oh, you know, it's... Hey, it's great to have Lucy working here at the law offices of Mark T. Davis.
Now, something might seem off about this picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
What clued you in, Chief?
Something might be off about this. I get to ogle a young piece of ass walking around my office all day. All day. It's pretty good for me. It's working out pretty good. She's an outstanding employee.
A large bag of Cheetos front and center. Ray placed that bag in front of our microphone and kept it there for the entirety of the interview.
Oh, I know. We got it. We understand.
This better be going somewhere quick, yeah. Pal.
You had fed the spider monkeys in the enclosure Flamin' Hot Cheetos, so why do you bring these here today?
Well, for the record, it wasn't hot Cheetos, okay? Oh. They were regular Cheetos.
Oh, well, that...
Thank
I'm sorry.
God. I was so concerned about the monkeys' assholes.
That makes all the difference.
Long as it was just regular Cheetos. That flaming
I
hot shit.
Say, for the record. For the record. By the way, she's 27. She was 26 when this happened. And that tells you every single fucking thing you need to know about this story. Every single goddamn thing.
But, you know, it's something that we can look past.
Spit it out, you! If you could look past it, there wouldn't be a bag of Cheetos on the table.
And you wouldn't be being interviewed, so fuck off. You're sucking one more last fucking thing out of this.
Oh, she's sucking a thing. I think it's Mark T. Davis, allegedly. I'm not trying to get sued. I'm old.
He asked her why she went into the enclosure, but she...
Because she was hammered.
Is that what it was? Was she drunk?
That's my guess.
Declined to answer the question.
So allegedly,
she declined to answer the question.
Ah, okay.
Ah, I see. Well, I'm going to go with she was hammered.
Because of a...
In my opinion, which is something you also say to not get sued.
Pending criminal case. Have you ever...
I don't want to get sued by the offices of Mark T. Davis. I could lose everything. All my books. That's about it, actually. When you say everything.
You get a letter from the law offices of Dewey, Cheeto, and Howe.
Oh, wow. That was...
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. My tenure on this show is over.
I got to tell you something.
It's over.
I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever done this. End of show. That's it. We're going to do a George Costanza.
And we're just going to fucking...
We're going to drop the mic.
And
we're
going to
walk out.
Good, because I got to piss.
And we'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.